question. Olivia Pope is on the phone. Good morning.
I'm just talking to her, player. I'm nervous.
Good morning, everybody.
Because she's got weapons at her disposal that you can't possibly possess.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, I love you so much.
But I'm nervous. I'm nervous talking to you.
Just think about
Don't be nervous.
Just think how the president of Jake feels.
Well, let me ask you this.
I talk to you guys all the time.
Yes,
That's
you do.
Case.
But we're still
nervous. But Carrie, when you're walking down the street, when you're walking through the airport,
what do
people yell at you?
What's the strangest thing you've heard?
What do you hear? Leave that married man alone? Or you go, Carrie?
Give the president another chance.
I once had a woman tell me that she wouldn't let me on the plane unless I promised that I wouldn't cheat on the president. And I was like, you know what, ma'am? I don't watch the show, and he's married.
You don't watch the show at all?
You don't watch the show?
No, meaning I don't write the show. That's
oh, okay.
I don't write the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we have to watch the show.
You guys
we watch
tweet
the show because when
show.
We live tweet with you guys.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
lately I haven't been
Are
able
you
to
surprised with the music that comes on?
Tweeting. I love the music.
Isn't the music great?
Donda does such an amazing job with all that soul music. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. You know I like it as a DJ. You know, yeah. I love it. Your daddy, Joe Morton. Now,
it's not the most functional father-daughter.
No.
Okay.
But when
you are recording, when you are taping, how many takes does it take for Joe Morton to do those long speeches? And the other part of the question is
he spitting?
Is he spitting in your face?
Oh, my God.
We'll take that as a yes.
Brilliant.
I'm your father. I'm your mother.
Joe,
I'm your sister.
Brilliant.
I'm your brother. Cut. Joe, you're spitting on me.
No, he's amazing. He's, to me, you know, Joe Morton is the first guest star that when he walked in the room, I literally called home to tell my parents that we were going to have Joe Morton on the show because I was so excited and proud. And I didn't even know then that he was going to be my dad. That was a complete surprise to me. He knew, but I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Joe comes on set ready to go, and he rarely needs to do it more than once. A lot of times we do it more than once just so he has options and so that we have different camera angles, but he comes to work to really go to work, and he does it. It's brilliant.
Now, when you told your daddy
how good it was
that you had weapons at your disposal that he couldn't possibly possess.
When you told your daddy that your stuff was so tough, your stuff was that you had to swim to cool it down.
How do you say that to your daddy?
Honestly,
that's good acting right there.
The thing I was most thinking about in that moment as an actor was how cold I was because I had already been swimming for like 6 hours. So when you're in the water, when you're in a swimming pool for 6 hours straight, you get very cold. So that was the main thing I was thinking about. So any aggression you heard in my voice was really, can we get this right so I can get out this pool? That's what was going on in that moment.
They don't even heat the pool for you?
They do a little bit, but it doesn't matter. You know, your body.
6 hours
and
in the water,
is just enough.
I mean, honestly, the first 5 hours we're in the water, nobody can talk to me. I'm so happy to be in there. But then you start to hit a wall.
So, Carrie, we have just gotten to, we're about to hit the crescendo, and already the ads are saying 4 more episodes until the winter break. It just seems like this show goes so quickly. And we just...
you will. The winter break is really only about halfway through the season. So it's not the end of the season.
Okay.
It's just a break for the holidays. You know, because you and everybody does their repeats over the holidays and there's holiday specials and all that kind of stuff. So that's all it means. It means we still have another half of the season to go. It's a full 22.
Can you give us anything? Just anything. Just a morsel.
Just something.
We'll take it.
We're so hungry.
I have to say, I mean, I don't know anything. I know
all the weapons you possess, Carrie Washington. And you can't tell us one little morsel.
I will tell you that the finale before the holidays, this mid-season finale, it's shocking. When we turn the final page to the episode, I looked at Shonda like, "Are you serious? Are we really doing that? Are you for real right now?"
Wow,
so it's pretty crazy.
Good, huh?
Yeah, really good.
Will Columbus come back? Do you think he'll ever come back? Columbus Short, do you think he'll come back?
I don't know. I really don't know. That's really a Shonda question, to be honest. I don't know.
Okay. We'll mark that down.
So does that involve Harrison?
We'll mark that down, I know.
Does the finale involve Harrison in any way?
Season finale?
No, the winter finale as we go into this break.
Yeah, right. The midway.
I'll mark that down as another no. Okay.
There is this ongoing storyline of, you know, how do we get to the bottom of the truth of what happened to the president's son and what happened to Harrison? So that is something that we continue to deal with.
You can tell us that. Okay.
You can tell us.
Elections tomorrow, and I haven't heard you out on the campaign trail
this year. Show up.
As you were in 12.
Yeah, I don't have time.
She was having a baby.
Got a clothing line.
No, I've been thinking a lot about how we can, and I would love to get, you know, feedback from you guys and from your listeners, just figuring out how we can get the information to people so that they feel more passionate about voting, because these midterm elections are so important, and we're in danger if we don't show up the way we do for presidential elections.
Is this some B613 stuff?
Yeah, this is some B. It would have been good to tweet that last week when you were tweeting. That
go out and vote, or I'm going to call B613.
I have been tweeting about some candidates that I'm really passionate about, like Wendy Davis in Texas, and you know there are several candidates that I feel really strongly about and have been out there. So it's important. It's really important that we show up at the polls.
Okay.
Because we have weapons that they can't possibly possess.
We don't want people.
We can tell that to the Republicans, but not to our dads, right?
Yes, exactly.
I got it from my mama.
We love that show.
We love you.
We do.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for watching, because you know we only have jobs because people watch. So.
Well, you got a job. Yeah, you got a job here. We love you. Bye, Kerry Washington.
Thank you, guys.